No other non-kosher animal is given sanctity anywhere, and the plodding donkey would seem ostensibly an unlikely candidate for kedusha, for holiness. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 117, The Holy Donkey. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is one of the lesser-known paintings by Rembrandt, and indeed it does not look like a Rembrandt at all. Painted by the great artist when he was very young, it hangs today in a small museum in Paris. As part of my Rembrandt fascination, I journeyed through the Channel from London to France in order to look at it. Rembrandt gives us the central scene of the striking story of Balaam, who is journeying toward Israel, riding his donkey, seeking to curse the chosen people, when suddenly an angel blocks his path. The donkey sees the ethereal individual, but Balaam does not, and so he beats his humble steed. And then the donkey famously complains, describing his loyalty to Balaam, the fact that he has served him for so long, and that he does not deserve such abuse. Only at that moment, in responding to the donkey, does Balaam see the angel that was there the entire time. In Rembrandt's depiction of the scene, as Simon Schama notes, the cavities of Balaam's eyes are darkened in order to reflect his lack of sight. He does not seem surprised that his donkey is speaking, perhaps because, as some sort of professional necromancer, he is used to supernatural occurrences. Rembrandt is seeking to emphasize the most important aspect of the story, which is that Balaam, who is supposed to be some sort of seer, does not see, whereas his animal is ever aware of the angel. Thus does a donkey become a character in the Torah, a member of the cast of the holiest book on the earth. Nor is it the only spiritually aware donkey in Jewish literature. The Talmud, in several locations, describes another animal of the same species that belonged to the rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. This donkey, we are informed, was so religious that it refused to eat animal food that was untithed. Indeed, in one striking and amusing version of the story, when the rabbi was asked by his students why the animal was so insistent on abstaining from eating, if in fact animal feed does not need to be tithed, the rabbi responded, "What shall I do with this poor donkey?" He essentially said, "It's very stringent upon itself." It is, in other words, pious beyond the letter of the law. Thus we have another seemingly spiritually inspired animal. And this point is worth pondering, for our mitzvah of the day is about the donkey. We mentioned in our previous episode the obligation to remember the plague of the firstborn by according sanctity, not only in the human realm, but also to the animal world. This means that the firstborn donkey must be treated as sacred and cannot be used until it is redeemed. The redemption is done by the giving of a sheep to a kohen, to a priest. No other non-kosher animal is given sanctity anywhere, and the plodding donkey would seem ostensibly an unlikely candidate for kedusha, for holiness. It is true that that holiness is lifted upon redemption, but the holiness is there to begin just the same. Why is this creature worthy of such an honor? It may seem strange until we notice that donkeys appear at critical moments, at important junctures in Jewish history. As the sages note, Abraham is described as saddling his donkey for his journey to the Akedah, to the binding of Isaac on Mount Moriah. Moses journeys on his donkey after his encounter with the Almighty at the burning bush, journeying back to Egypt to help bring about the Exodus. Then there is, of course, the story of Balaam, whose own intended curse turns into perhaps the most famous blessing bestowed upon God's chosen people. Saul becomes king while searching for his donkey. Solomon is placed on David's donkey to be taken to the royal coronation, where he is proclaimed Davidic heir to the throne of Jerusalem. And it is the descendant of David and Solomon, the Messiah, that is depicted arriving on a donkey. It cannot be a coincidence that the only non-kosher animal ever accorded holiness, at least for a time, is the same species that appears as part of the progress of the history of the Jews And the point, perhaps, is that while the donkey may appear slow and plodding, much more so than the swift steed that is the horse, this is meant to remind us that Jewish history may seem at times to be moving forward somewhat slowly, and then suddenly an extraordinary change will take place. A change for the Jews, and thereby, ultimately, for the history of the world. The donkey versus the horse is, in a certain sense, Judaism's tortoise versus the hare. So many peoples have swiftly risen and then disappeared. But in the journey through history, the Jews have remained and will continue to endure with miraculous twists and turns until the messianic arrival that is foretold. In a certain sense, then, what may appear ostensibly odd, the sanctification of the species of the donkey, is in a certain sense meant to remind us of the wonder of Jewish history itself. In 2016, the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle reported on what it noted was a very rare occurrence today, a Jew performing this mitzvah of redeeming the firstborn donkey. Danny Bierig described to the paper how he had purchased donkeys in a very young state, and eventually one gave birth, and now he was going to redeem it as prescribed by the Torah. The paper tells us, quote, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The Torah is specific when it describes what a Jew should do about his first fruits, his first harvest, and his firstborn male children. Is it any wonder that it is equally precise about what to do about a firstborn donkey? Such was the subject of a rare mitzvah performed last Sunday, with 300 people gathering on the lawn behind the Torah Links Synagogue in Cherry Hill to witness a Pidyon Peter Chamor, literally redemption of a donkey's first issue, ceremony. As the crowd spilled over onto the parking lot that sunny afternoon, participants pondered the significance of a ritual that was likely practiced often thousands of years ago, but in the Western world, according to a survey of news reports, has happened only a handful of times in recent memory. One report from JTA concerned the redeeming of a donkey in Australia in 2009. This is a mitzvah that I suspect 99.9% of the people here will witness for the first time today, said Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Sarabowski, founder and director of Torah Links of South Jersey. End quote. And the article tells us towards the conclusion. Once the donkey was redeemed, its sanctity is lifted, and now, quote, the donkey will remain at the Bierig's Vineland facility with its parents where, according to Danny Bierig, it can graze and play to its heart's content, end quote. It is indeed unusual to witness this mitzvah today, but studying this rare mitzvah should remind us of the rare nature, indeed the unique nature, of Jewish history, one which has had many twists and turns, one whose journey has been long, and one which certainly has wonders yet to come. This is Mayor Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.